You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Constance Alexander. Hey, Connie.
Good morning.
We're here to talk about Poetry Month and then the Poetry Minutes that listeners are accustomed to hearing every April here on WKMS.
Yeah, WKMS is the only station in the country that has celebrated National Poetry Month for 12 years straight with such enthusiasm and commitment. And most of the poetry months that we have celebrated with WKMS have been in partnership with different schools or other activities in the region. And this year's Poetry Minutes, the short poems that have been written by kids in sixth grade at Carlisle County Middle School, they were inspired by a specific work of art, County Election 1852 by George Caleb Bingham. And that is a work of art that is on view at the Kentucky Historical Society at the Old State Capitol in Frankfort, Kentucky. So this year, we kind of have a partnership between WKMS, between the Kentucky Historical Society, and with the sixth grade classes of Ms. Jessica Lanier at Carlisle County Middle School.
Well, what are your initial feelings about this batch of Poetry Minutes? Are you pleased with the way they turned out?
Yeah, I'm really pleased that we were able to make a connection to some history in our own state and to the Historical Society. And this picture of County Election 1852 is a really riotous scene of a lot of people clustered on the courthouse steps, and there are all sorts of things going on. And when I worked with the students to help them write their poems, I gave them some background information about how elections were held in 1852. But we started just by looking at the picture. And if you look closely at the picture, you see a lot of interesting things. For example, there are no women in the picture. And the kids picked up pretty quickly on that, understanding that women couldn't vote. And one of the poems, I brought some poems to read. Now, these poems will be heard on WKMS and in the voices of the actual poet. But I'll read. This is from Sarah Kate Wilson. And the title of her poem is Unfair. And it's in all caps with an exclamation point. There I was, all alone, sitting outside watching people vote. Only men. All the wives were home, sizzling up a splendid meal, but sitting there, only me, saying it is unfair. So that was one student's inspiration from this picture, and looking at the way the county courthouse scene was happening in that election. When I worked with the students to ask them to write a poem, we followed a model of 31 word poem by William Carlos Williams. So they had to be very efficient in their choice of words. And here's another one. They were asked to pick a point of view, to be clear about the point of view. So the last one was a woman who wanted to vote. Here is one by Kennedy Brown, and it's called Voting Day. Good morning, I said to my wife as I left to go vote. When I got there, I took an oath. I swear this is my first time voting today. What they found out about voting in a county election in 1852 was that you didn't register to vote the way you do now, that you had to swear that you had not voted more than once in a day, and there was a clerk there to write down your name, and that you had taken that pledge. So I think that's kind of a curious one. There is a dog in this picture, and some of the students wrote about the dog's point of view. Now I'm looking for one of those poems. Well, let me read you another one. This is My Life on Election Day by Shelby Howard. Today is election day. I wish I could vote today. As a woman, only my husband and son can vote because they own land. My friends and I are very furious. So you can see there's a combination of fact and interpretation, and I think that's the great thing about poetry, that it allows us to look at factual things, but also to put our own interpretation on them.
Were you surprised by any of the reactions to the picture? Any of the poems, did they come from a voice that was completely unexpected to you?
Well, yeah. Sixth graders, of course, it's such a great age because they're not really grown up, but they're...
they think they are.
Well, of course they do. And Well, here's one that is an interesting point of view. This one I thought was very clever. As I mentioned, there is a dog in this picture. The dog isn't doing anything in particular. It's just there amidst this throng. This is by Thomas Puckett, and it's called Voting. Voting in Frankfurt. Hectic it is. People are drunk. Sappington's why. Kids sitting, shooting their marbles. I see others drinking and playing with glee. Sadly, I cannot vote. I'm just a flea. So I thought it was clever that Thomas Puckett actually went as far as to imagine himself as a flea on that dog in the painting. I thought that was neat. So these will be on WKMS every morning, and I believe also during this hour.
Yes, and during, I think, All Things Considered.
So people will have three chances in a day to hear the poems by these students. And again, I just have to congratulate WKMS for allowing us to do this kind of project. I think it's so important for us to take time to recognize poetry and all the arts, especially in an era where there are so many cuts to all of these things, that to imagine your life without the arts, culture, poetry, it's hard to imagine how we would deal with joy and also deal with sadness as well.
Was there anything else that you want to talk about, National Poetry Month, while you're here?
Yeah, we're having a celebration of National Poetry Month. This one is, it will be here in Murray, Kentucky, at the Callaway County Public Library. But we're working with the Kentucky Arts Council. There is a statewide celebration of Kentucky authors during April, in conjunction with National Poetry Month. So on April 23rd, at the public library in Murray, we're having a poetry reading. We're inviting people to come and read poems by Kentucky writers, but we're also inviting family groups to come and read poetry, to select poems and to read those poems. It's on April 23rd at 6:00 in the evening, and April 23rd also happens to be Shakespeare's birthday. So we are celebrating National Poetry Month, we're celebrating Kentucky authors, and we're celebrating William Shakespeare's birthday. So we'll be having cake and refreshments associated with that. And we're hoping that a collection of people of all ages will come and celebrate poetry and learn a little bit about some Kentucky authors whom they may not know. And the Arts Council is providing some grant money to help us purchase more books for the library by Kentucky authors, books for children and young adults and adults. So that's the plan.
Well, I bet it's going to be well attended. Constance, thanks so much for speaking with me today and everything you do to maintain arts and culture here in our region.
Thank you.